Could you please read Council Communication Item Number 606?
Request of Shedrick J. Wilkins to address Council regarding Linus Pauling versus Robert Noyce controversy.
Morning.
I'm Mr. Shedrick. What I'm trying to talk about is the need for community colleges. Linus Pauling won two unshared Nobel Prizes, one for chemistry, one for peace. He was born in Portland, Oregon. His father died when he was 10 of alcoholism. He worked his way as a waiter through Oregon State College, was not a university at the time. And he went down to UCLA at Los Angeles and studied the X-rays with crystals and determined the length and the angle of the chemical bond, which is what a molecule looks like instead of just CH4, which is natural gas. He won two Nobel Prizes and then a peace one in 1962 and the chemistry Nobel Prize in 1958. He was a very flexible person. I'm saying he worked his way through college as a waiter. Compare that to Robert Noyce, who basically was a straight shooter. I mean, he had a PhD in physics and electrical engineering at the age of 25. And he was one of the founders of Intel. Robert Noyce did not win any Nobel Prizes. So I like the fact that Pauling represents the best in Oregon, a person who looks at a lot of things differently and not necessarily a product of any kind of system. I am pushing community colleges. I want them to be free in Oregon. And also, I do anticipate that the state corporate tax will not pass, and there will be cuts in education. I would prefer that they cut what I call hard sports. That means football and baseball. These actually raise the, I've looked at the numbers, there's significant, like one-fourth of the school budget for the Oregon public schools is school insurance. President Obama had a forum at the White House in which 2 years ago were 10 people in the crowd, it was about school sports, had their neck snapped from playing football from the waist down, permanently crippled from this sport. Baseball is pretty rough. The ball goes very fast. I'm only saying these are unsafe sports in schools. I'm not against private people playing private football or baseball. I think basketball is a fairly good indoor sport, volleyball. And this is what I call the Wilkins plan for the problem we're going to face when the school budget is cut. And I like community colleges, and I think we should get rid of hard sports in the public schools because they just damage students. It's played outdoors in the rain and things like that. It's just my plan or the way I want to see education done the most effective way.
Mr. Wilkins, thank you for your testimony.
Okay.
Carla, could